Hello, friends and fellow adventurers. Welcome to the Min-Maxed Podcast. We want to thank you for joining us, and you do so as we continue Bloodlords. As always, we'd like to invite you to come join our Discord, where you can hang out with us and other listeners of the show. And if you'd like to throw a little financial support our way, you can check out our Patreon. And a shout out to all of those at our Lich level and above. Rock Jedi, Wolf, Blood on the Slump, Thunder Mammoth, The Trevor Project, Das Gris, Fizzgig, AC Goldner, Eric R. Oh, just gonna skip right past you there. Indie Link, Tawdry Monster, Mercutio, Angel Shadow Art, Cyrendon, The Necromancer Forever, Doc Holliday, Corey, Robert T. Jason K, Dicky Lopez, Bobson Dugnut, Ricky Ropebridge, Alex K, Doma Alaka, Frank L, Just Mike Works, Ross D, Argoon's Long Lost Elbow, Big Deer, Zach S, Jimmy H, Mr. Turtle, Sleeve, Darren, Caleb W, Pickle, Mr. Grimm, Firedown, M54 Ewaz, Jameson S, Eric R, plus 2 4-pole salmon of Whack. I'm Not a Robot, George F, Leo Hart, Hard, Witch Hunter, Jeremy D, Matthew M, Scott E, Progeny of Cthulhuin, Liz Giggles, Calistria Specialty, Brandon K, Gringus Maximus, Andrew G, Ebb and Flames, Booming Thunder, Henry, A School of Fish, Ice and Jam, and Chris W. Shout out to new patron this week at the quick level, David S. Thank you all so much for your support. And now a recap of session 46. At dawn, for some reason, we begin our journey into the Axenwood with Seldeg bedless. At the end of day one, we camp for the night. On day two, we reach the cottage where both of Swanee's characters died. There seems to be some strange shadow magic shit happening here. Cautiously, we go inside and are eventually greeted by a strange devil guy named Ishula. He has some shades that are allies, and they can't do anything to us because all they deal is negative damage. So we just kinda hand wave them away. There's a lot of confusing back and forth. It seems to him this cottage is one thing, whereas to us it's another thing, and none of those things are the cottage we burned down last time we were here. We pick up as the confusion deepens, and the answers are few.
Tell me a bit about yourselves. Who are you? Why are you here?
I am Lucan Hollow. We are, well, a group. We call ourselves the Sinners. And we are here because we've been here before. There were some interesting occurrences that occurred. And we've come back to investigate more that have occurred since. This is where Iron Tavia was, right?
Yes.
We killed the previous residents of this place.
Oh!
And we have word that they have risen and wandered off. We came back to figure out why and where they might have gone.
Huh. Well, they gave up a really nice place before they left.
No sign of them, then, I take it from you?
Well, I mean, there's a few things. I'll show you. And he comes, he walks into the throne room. It's like, this incense banner was here. Nice. Nice incense banner. This one feels, it's not as nice as everything else, but it feels real. So I keep it around.
And we actually see an incense burner?
It's like a hammered bronze incense burner. Yeah, you can actually see an incense burner.
Hmm.
This is another thing I found here. He runs up the pile to get to his quote-unquote throne. And there's this, what you thought was just like a black tablecloth draped over it. He pulls it out, and you could see that they're clearly a pair of leathery bat wings. And he wraps them around himself and does a Batman pose, and he was like, I found this one really fun, too. Black isn't normally my color, but I think it looks great. He throws it off back over the throne. Another one that's just very down-to-earth and looks good on me. It feels good on me. Can I get a perception check in the room?
Sure. I have no idea what's going on.
I'll lean to Luke and be like, is any of this stuff magical?
I will detect magic.
You said perception,
oh,
right?
God, I think I see stuff. I have a 33.
Oh, no.
I've been avoiding interacting with this. Fuck this.
No, this is perfect. Ted, as you're just in here and the guy's just like talking about, you're looking around and you look at the pile of just broken wood that the guy keeps calling treasures, and oh, there is like a jade bauble in there somewhere.
Huh. Yeah, Arius doesn't.
Just doesn't care.
Arius doesn't care.
Amongst the jumble of, yeah, okay, that's fair.
Aris gives zero. I'm gonna be honest. Aris gives zero fucks about any loot except for another great sword or armor.
Shira sees it with a 27, though. Jade bauble mixed in amongst the detritus leading up to the throne room or throne.
What's the last thing he picks up? You said either like in this.
That's like a set of what you thought was like a black tablecloth turns out to be like a magical cloak made of leathery bat wings almost. And yes, the cloak is magical.
Oh, we do find out it's magical. I'll walk over to the jade and like pick it up and just be like, so what do you see here?
And he goes out and he grabs it. There's a lot of gems in here, but this one's my favorite.
Interesting that you like most the things that are actually physical items.
Sorry, what?
That we see also.
That you see also? I'm still very confused.
So am I.
Okay. Well, I must say, it's been a long day, and, well, having guests is draining, so we'll come back another time, yeah?
Well, once we see the basement, we will leave.
And he shakes his head a bit, and he holds his hand up to his head. There's no basement. I showed you everything. Well, that's a lie. I didn't show you the room with the hole in it.
It's a room with a hole?
A room with a hole in it?
Ugh. You want to go in there. Some dead thing in there. And it's wearing red. Like, not your kind of red, skeleton man. This, like, muted maroony thing, it's, displeasing, but not angering. That one's wearing a crimson-red scarf all over its body, and I can't even open the door without flying into a rage. So I don't go into that room.
Fascinating. Let's go into that room.
You can go in there, though. I'm gonna stay in here and take a little nap.
Perhaps we can get rid of the red for you.
Sure, do whatever you want. Get rid of it. If I can go back into the room, well, I don't know. Maybe I'll finally see what's in there. All I do when I open the door is see red. Ha! And he lays back in the throne and he closes his eyes and then pulls down the black, leathery, winged cloak and kind of nestles into it a bit.
All right, so you've got quick identification, you said?
I do.
You should, like, identify that cloak if you can.
I will.
Yes, I will allow. Give me a second to pull up its thing. Go ahead and make your roll for me.
Not with a 16, I don't.
No, you don't. They're magical and have transmutation. That's it. That's all I know.
Yep.
Well, let's go to this room with the hole.
The whole room is right next to Sundrinker. The room is entirely bare, except for a few candle stubs surrounding a deep hole about 2 feet across. A dried corpse wrapped in a red scarf is huddled near the hole.
But not in the hole.
Not in the hole. Huddled near the hole. The pit appears to be bottomless, winding side to side, but always downward.
I cast light on something and throw it down there.
Okay. You flick it like a coin, copper or something.
Yeah.
You flip the copper down.
No,
and
I do a gold.
His kick's starting to feel rich. Like the equivalent of burning $20 bills over here. Kicks burns a low-wage worker's salary down the hole. Lights up, falls down. Kicks, give me a will save as you look into the pit.
Ooh. How about a 19?
19 is a critical failure.
Does the pit stare back?
I would like to fix that then.
Oh yeah, hero point.
How about less than that?
Okay, great. Everybody else, give me a perception check.
So is this like a spell, or is this just like a thing?
It's magic.
Like, I mean, like, is it something being like cast on me, or is it just like because I'm looking into?
The trigger is a creature looks into the pit.
Well, I can. Is it a mental effect or? Okay, that's what I was getting at, yeah.
Oh, sure, yeah. It's magical. It's got the magical properties, a bunch of trap bullshit, but the reaction here itself does not have that trait.
Shara gets a 31.
Shara, as Kix is looking down the hole, you see these wispy, like, blue, dark purple pink energies, like being pulled from the top of Kix's head. And Kix, as you're looking down into this thing, whoa, you can feel, you flash to a moment from just a week ago when you were sitting back in Great Urge in your place, got all the money, you're feeling comfortable. It's like somebody took an is taking an eraser and is beginning to slowly erase that quiet, peaceful memory by yourself in your manor, in your room. And it just erases that, and it's gone.
Are you okay, Kix?
You're stupefied 3.
Dude, I get stupefied all the time. That is not even a bad feeling.
Kix, you don't remember the last hour, and you forget everything 1 minute at a time, as you'll find out.
I have amnesia all the time. Let's go. You guys are just going to have to remind me. This is going to be like that Adam Sandler movie.
Where are we again?
51st dates. Let's go.
51st dates.
Do you do anything about the red scarf?
Bro, I don't even remember the red scarf.
I'm talking to you. You forgot about the red scarf. Oh, hey, wait. Kix, you see a red scarf on this corpse. Wait, there's a corpse in this room.
I forgot about it. I looked down the hall.
I fell a point down there. What's down here?
Well, Kix is dead.
I'm not dead, I'm just dumb. It's fine.
Stupid support caster. Sounds like a good idea.
I'm over here now, though. Forgetting everything slowly. Well, there's shadows out here.
Actually, are you in the room... Are you in the room that Gerdrug and Track Maruk died in? Holy shit, how'd you get here?
Shit, I don't... I'm just wandering around aimlessly, not knowing what's going on.
Yeah, so Kix is trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. What's everyone else doing?
Trying to get something to open that won't open.
I noticed Kix acting weird, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I try and, like, consult Kix because I don't know exactly what's going on. Kix, are you all right? What's going on?
So how much... do I even know who this is? Like, short-term memory is fucked.
Your short-term memory is just completely fucked. Every minute you're going to cycle where you forget everything from the previous minute and everything from the last hour, for sure. But you also don't remember when you got here or what you're doing here. You know Shara. You know Lucan and you know Arius. So, your long-term memory's fine.
All right. Lucan, check out the hole. There's a hole here.
Yes, there's a hole here. You've thrown a couple coins down it.
Ooh, what did we see? What did I see when I threw the coins down, DM?
A deep, winding hole that goes down and down, seemingly bottomless.
The light is not... I don't see, like, a light. It never hit the bottom. Or if I even know that.
Let's put it this way. You forgot that you were waiting for it to fall down to the bottom while you were looking down, and then you looked away before you saw it hit the bottom because, well, you forgot why you were doing it. So, yeah, you've never seen it hit the bottom.
As
far as you know.
Exactly. I don't know what hit the exactly. And the corpse, other than the red cloak. Yeah, the red cloak doesn't have a white hand on it, does it?
It does not.
Okay, but just making sure.
On further investigation, the scarf is magic.
Okay, I take it.
Do you check it out now or do you wait?
I suppose since it only takes me 3 actions, I'll check it out now real quick.
Gosh, just a quick little nice one. Thank you for investing in this skill feat.
Once over. Go ahead. It's worthless. I've been rolling terrible on it, but I won't always roll terrible on it.
It's true. You won't always. You're not sure exactly what it is. You are aware that it's actually pretty damn powerful, though. Illusion magic is what you're getting from it.
Illusion magic. All right. Well, I throw it in the bag of holding and move on.
Arius, you've just been kind of hanging in the main room.
Yeah, I'm just waiting to leave.
Give me a perception check being in here because you're actually killing it with him. Ishula wants to come out and talk about the finer points of...
Natural one.
Yeah, now I'm going to make you RP. No, I'm just kidding. You're actually just totally spacing out, apparently. So, there's that.
I'm just staring into nothing. Just waiting for us to leave and go fight something.
Just thinking about Zuriel.
That's right.
Zuriel.
Okay, we've got the scarf. Now, where's the basement?
Do you walk into the room with the scarf?
What, Lucan said he grabbed the scarf.
Yeah, we had to go get it and look down the hole.
Oh, Lucan looked down the hole? I missed that.
Of course I looked down the hole.
Oh, give me a will save.
A will save?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a 17. All right, I'm using my other hero point. Nope. Gonna fail.
Lucan, you're stupefied 3.
Yay, dumb brothers!
How'd you get here? Where are you at? Sundrinker doesn't get affected by this?
No.
Because Sundrinker didn't look down there? So Sundrinker's insanely confused, probably because of your confusion, but Lucan, you have no idea how you got back here. You're back in the cottage. How the fuck did you get back here?
Wait, why are we back in the cottage? No, for real though, why are we back in the cottage?
Because the Spymaster told us to.
And I remember the Spymaster.
Do remember the Spymaster.
Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, suddenly I don't remember being here. Something strange has happened. I believe I've been infected by some kind of spell. Why are we here again? This is just all too much. And I wander around aimlessly. Perhaps even leave? Why would I stay here?
So this is a mental effect that's affecting them?
And it doesn't have the mental trait.
Does not have the mental trait.
But it's draining their thoughts, their memories.
Well, at least come out of the room. Seems something's going on in there.
I do.
Clouds of smoke billow out.
Yeah, we're just super hot. Love that. That's canon.
Was it just Kix and Lucan got baked in the side room?
Got a little bit of the wizard's hash here.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Wait, there was a corpse in there. And I go back in and I look at the corpse. And I make a medicine check on it. How long do I think it's been there? How do I think it died with the 16?
16? It's a mummy, man. Hundreds of years?
Oh, so it's ancient.
Maybe.
All right.
I do have to have you give me just a DC 8 check.
Okay. I fail with a 7.
As you're investigating the body, you forgot why you were investigating it, and you stop.
I wander back out.
Did you get everything you needed from the body?
What body?
The corpse.
This corpse? Well, we're all corpses, darling. Well, except for you and Kix.
Yes, but there's a corpse in the room.
Oh, is there? I'll go check it out. I go back in, and I make a medicine check on this corpse. How long does it look like it's been here? What killed it? I get a 20. Okay,
give me your DC, your just the flat D20 roll.
I get a 14 this time.
Ah, you got it this time. Okay. It's hard to concentrate on the corpse for some reason.
No.
but you find the will to kind of push through whatever fog's happening here, but it looks like this is some traveler. You see 2 holes on the neck, and it just comes to you. Oh, vampire drained all the blood from this thing.
Already been gotten to. Oh, it's a vampire, I say, as I come back out. He's killed by a vampire, not me.
You sure?
Not really, to be perfectly honest. So why'd we come back to the cottage?
Okay, go stand by the door.
Very well, I'll keep watch, Centrica, with me. And we keep watch at the door.
I go back
There's a hole in here.
I go back to the dude. No, the front door, not this door. I usher them out and close the door.
Get the fuck out of this room. Close the door. You're not allowed.
Arius, make sure they stay here.
What? Okay. Who? Oh, these two.
Arius isn't even affected by it. He's just not paying attention.
Just spaced out because these idiots.
Roll the fucking mat. What of my perception? I don't even know that you guys came back in the room.
Wait, what?
What?
Who? Why have you guys been back? We leaving?
I'll go talk to the div.
Ishula? All right.
Ishula? Yeah, that's it.
And he's just laying back and on the, the throne covered by the black cloak. It looks like he might be napping. Oh yeah, he's definitely napping. He starts snoring.
Who's this? The demon dude? The blue guy?
Yep.
Maybe he looked down the hole.
I don't even know what to do with this anymore. This is so fucked.
There's this door to the west.
No, Arius is keeping you in fucking place. Get back over there.
Not allowed.
Ishula. No, huh? Like, yeah? Go nudge him a little bit. The basement.
Fine. What do I get out of it? And he rubs his eyes. He kind of gets up. It's my house. What am I letting you into my basement for?
Why are you so afraid of the basement?
The basement's weird. So don't go down there.
Well, what do you care if I go down there, then?
I don't want the weird getting up here. It's great up here. Fine. Here. And he reaches into a pocket. And he pulls out a key. The shape of a bone.
Okay, and where is the door?
The door's over here. Come, come. And he gets up, he takes the cloak off, he puts it over the back of the throne room, and he walks up right to where you thought the door was, where Kix knocked earlier. He takes out that bone key. He doesn't even, like, insert it into a keyhole or anything. He just kind of taps the bone key to the wall, and it just disappears into a shadowy mist, showing you stairs that lead down deeper into the cottage. There, basement. Ugh. I'm gonna go back to my nap. You do whatever. Just leave the house when you're done. Just don't take anything. I'm just so tired. And he slogs back into the room.
I look down the stairs.
Wooden stairs lead down. You don't really see how far it goes down. Just darkness.
Kix, can you cast light on another coin?
Another coin? I look and I've actually counted and I'm short a coin. Who took a coin?
Kix is down like 6 gold coins right now.
Who took my coin?
Where the fuck is all my money going?
I flick a coin down the stairs. Is it the throat stairs?
It's the throat stairs, yeah.
Does it look like the throat stairs?
It doesn't. It just look like wooden stairs, the barely featured stairwell that just goes down, except for it ends in darkness. Like 12 steps down. So you light a coin, throw it down.
Yeah.
It bounces. It lights up the hallway. And as it's bouncing, you can see the stairs go from being wooden stairs to some other material. And then what looks to be just an addition of the cottage is wood going down. It just kind of turns into... It almost looks as though it's carved from bone. It's that bone white on the walls. But as the light descends down maybe 70 feet.
70 feet?
80.
It's a long ways wow. For stairs.
Yep.
They weren't that big before.
Nope.
And then I forget.
Did you tell everybody? Wait, what?
If I had enough time. These aren't the stairs we were looking for.
Okay, there's definitely something going wrong with you two. We must figure this out first. What kind of check can we make to figure out what's going on?
An occultism check would definitely work. I don't know if that's helpful, considering the affected one is the occultism
person.
Is
our occultism person, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I not occultify myself?
You could try. You want to give it a shot?
I sure do.
Nice!
Now roll a flat d20.
We do have the... Well, actually, there is a scroll, but I have no idea where... About that scroll.
Yeah, the scroll is spell immunity.
But that's probably an afterthought, not...
That we just picked up?
Yeah.
Kix, give me a flat d20 roll with your occultism check here.
17.
Nice. You keep it. You feel like this thought is trying to disappear from you, but you grasp onto it, hang on for dear life. This hole that you were looking into seems to be taking memories from you. It was really effective on you for some reason, more effective than it would have normally have been. You think if you stay away from the hole and just give it some time, it'll go away on its own. Maybe an hour or two.
Am I being, like, drawn to it? Or, like, just don't go there?
As in just, like, don't go back to the hole to re-up the condition.
But what I'm getting at, like, it's not, like, there's nothing, like, drawing me to said hole.
Magically,
like, it's
no.
It's not, like, the spell. Oh, okay.
No, yeah. No. Really, it's just your own natural curiosity and then the magical forgetfulness that's making it happen over and over again.
Alright, I don't know how much longer I'll keep this information, but I think we just need to sit tight for a while. Because me and Lucan... And...
Well, he's napping, so let's just take a break.
Go take a nap with him. I'll go cuddle up with the blue demon that I've never met before in my life.
Yeah? So you guys gonna go cuddle up with the div?
If he accepts me.
Yeah, I stand by that door and make sure nobody else goes in it.
Well, it takes about an hour of time, an hour of agonizing, explaining, and re-explaining to Lucan and Kix where you are, why you're here. No, don't go into this room. Yes, you aren't remembering anything right now. Yes, it's supposed to go away. Kix told us we're just waiting. And it just over and over and over again.
Have I mentioned how much I hate this college?
An hour passes, and Lucan and Kix's stupefied conditions go away, and your memories stop leaking from your brains.
Lovely.
So, like, did I permanently lose anything, or is it just a matter of...
You feel like you lost something, but it was a singular memory, a singular recent memory. You just don't know which memory it is.
All right.
Awesome.
So here you are, back at the cottage. Isn't this great? Love being back here.
Well, that was exciting, but let's go down to the basement now.
Must we?
Well, I assume so.
Why is this place not on fire?
Fine. We go down to the basement. I'm going to have Sundrinker squeeze their way into this hallway and then, like, after us, and then stay there. Ready to, like, hold it open just in case.
All right. So you walk down, waiting for the floors to undulate, looking closely at the walls for rippling or saliva substances dripping from the sides or anything to make it look like it's a throat, an esophagus. But it doesn't. The stairs lead down. The light doesn't feel as effective, which is similar to the last time that you were here. It's like that the light spell that you have doesn't go further beyond like 10 feet in front of you. It's just being suppressed. The stairs material changes from wood to stone, and it winds down and down. About 300 feet down, you have a thought of, what the fuck? Where is this going? It's still going. It's obviously not the basement of a cottage anymore. You're deeper than that. Do you keep walking?
Gone this far.
Down, down, the party goes. Until finally, they come across a little stone door. Beneath the cold earth, tunnels of carved pale rock, suspiciously similar in color and texture to old bone, wind and twist into the darkness. These grasping fingers end in hollow chambers with low ceilings, and a damp cold suffuses the air, and the whispers of disdainful voices create a constant background noise. In the quiet, after Shara asks the question, nobody responds, you hear it faintly, murmuring, just gently, in the background. The stairs lead down and open into a larger chamber. You hear clanking in the distance. Footsteps.
From what you've said so far, I assume this is not what it looked like before?
Yes, this is quite different than it was last time we were here. This hallway was narrower and more uniform.
And it was just books and crap everywhere.
And once we get to the bottom, I'm sure we'll be able to determine other differences.
Sure, I'll move up and raise my shield.
In the middle of its patrol, this creature that seems to be some sort of gathering of scraps of random materials. Bits of metal, looks like maybe a suit of armor, or at least parts of a suit of armor. Boots, pants, some bones and scraps, maybe a few teeth on this human-shaped creature. But all of these materials, these components, are being held together with tendrils of shadow, holding all of that junk, that material, into the human shape. And as Shara clanks down the last bits of the stairs, it turns.
Yeah, that's a shambling thing that looks like it's made out of all sorts of parts. But not even, like, gross parts. Just, like...
That thing doesn't look like it should be over level one. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Yeah, shoot, it'll be fine.
Looks like a training dummy, it does.
Yeah,
it does kind of look like a training dummy. Yeah, just with scraps of stuff held together with shadows. That's it. As Shira comes down, it alerts the creature, and we are going to roll for initiative. Sorry, I gotta roll for initiative.
There you go.
How about a nat one?
The sinners versus
initiative.
Sinners lose.
Yeah, we definitely lose in that battle.
Every Jesus. Fucking time.
Who wrote this damn book? Why are we back in this fucking cottage? Fucking Tondro.
I say, who did write this book?
Fucking Tondro. Tondro wrote the cottage. And I think Jenny wrote this one, Field of Maidens. Tondro Jarboski, 1-2 punch.
We should do another interview with Tondro just to tell him we fucking hate that cottage. Like, bro, your book killed two of our PCs.
Back to back, man. I'd love to talk to Tondro again. He's so much fun.
You sure you got the scaling right on levels and DCs for that shit?
Anyone check your work?
Who checked your math?
So, we are now in encounter mode. At the top of round one, Kix, you lead us off. And here's what you kind of see here. You could see this creature, the shadow creature, walk by in a mechanical, meaningful stride. As it passes by the opening and Shira goes down a little further, Shira's armor clinks and jangles and her shield kind of clangs against the wall. And you hear the footsteps stop just beyond sight of the tunnel opening. Kix, top of round one, it's your turn.
Top of round one, and it's my turn.
I will note, in a 30-foot aura around the creature, all light turns into dim light.
Oh, I can't see this from where I am standing?
No, he walked by the opening before Shira came down the stairs.
Ooh, can I see him?
From right there, yes you can.
What kind of checks does he require?
Oh, to know what it is, this one, Arcana or Crafting?
A 26?
A 26.
For recall knowledge.
This is a Shadowforged Guardian. Now, technically, a 26 is a failure. However, this is one of those situations where in Paizo's Adventures, they just throw rare and unique creatures in there all the fucking time. And those adjustments get tough, so I generally... For these, in this situation, I like giving one piece of information on a failure. What would you like to know about this shadow-forged guardian?
Let's just try weakness.
Weaknesses to slash in.
Hey, it's my whole party. Let's go.
There you go.
Guys, cut them up. It'll be fun. And then we're just going to cast Guidance. So that I can unleash my psyche next turn.
Guidance? On?
Shara. I don't fucking know anymore. Or never did.
You got it right the first time.
No, I was right.
Now I'm up here. Yay!
Then after Kix moves up to the front, finds out a little bit more about the creature. It is the Shadowforged Guardian's turn. With their first action, they stride right up to Kix. Except for they don't stride so much as they... float across the floor almost elegantly, and then this thing looks to take a breath. Its jaws unhinge and twisting shadows expel from its mouth in a 30-foot cone, catching everyone but Sundrinker at the very top of the staircase here. All creatures need to make a fortitude save.
I achieved a 23.
23 fails.
Okay, is this a spell? Or is it like a breath weapon, or what is this?
It's a breath weapon. Although it is magical. It has the occult, necromancy, and shadow traits.
Is it a disease or poison? No.
It is not.
Is it inhaled?
It would seem to be, but it's not.
My favorite. When it should be something, but it doesn't seem to do it that way.
I mean,
Yeah, it's shadowy tendrils. It's not like you breathe in, so it's not inhaled poison like a cloud would be, necessarily. That'll make more sense when we get to the effect. 33. Okay. So we've got Arius and Shara succeeding with a 30 and a 33, respectively. Kix fails with a 23. Lucan critically fails with an 18.
Yeah.
The success for Shara and Arius, you are enfeebled 1 until the end of your next turn. Kix, you are also enfeebled 1, except for you're enfeebled 1 for the next hour, and you are slowed 1 for 1 minute. Lucan, you are enfeebled 2 for 24 hours and slowed 2 for 1 minute.
Cool.
And that's its turn, which takes us over to Lucan. Lucan, you have a single action.
Yes, well, I will act together and use tandem movement. Lucan will move well back. Sundrick will move up. And that's it.
All right. Arius, it's your turn.
So let's get me into this fight. I move 30 feet up into the guys, or onto the west side of this guy. And I guess I just start swinging. And nobody's really heard. Nobody's, yeah.
No.
Fuck it. Did Kix do a check on this guy?
Yeah, all I got out of it was he's weak to slashing is all I've got out of it.
Weak to slashing. Okay. Let's do an intimidating strike. Ooh, actually, I forgot I have a new feat.
He has a new foot.
Yeah, PA this.
I would like to learn more about this new feat. I'm going to power attack this guy.
Power attack? I don't like it. But do it anyways.
I get a 30 to hit.
Oh, 30 hits.
27 slashing damage.
Nice. It takes 37. Except, because of its resistance, it actually has resistance to physical damage, rounds it right back out to 27. So resistance, 10 to slashing, and then... weak to slashing 10, and then resistant to physical 10. So, your 27 is just 27.
Is there magical slashing?
Then what?
Is there magical slashing?
Magical slashing? Oh, it's not. It's got nothing to do with magic. It's got nothing to do with magic. His resistances are resistance to physical and.
Right. I just don't know why you'd give it a weakness to slashing. Would give so they literally just.
So they cancel each other out instead of being weak. Instead of being resistant to everything.
Unless you have the material to bypass the resistance.
Did I not tell you? My sword is made out of that material.
What's it called?
Come!
Sorry, I'm eating right now, Shadow. But it is the material.
It is a material.
It is the material.
The material. Oh.
Yes, that's what he said.
Yeah, the material, right?
Yeah, that one.
The one that you need.
Yeah, I'm chewing so I can't talk.
You go ahead and act like it has it.
Yes. It has it. Arius, at the end of your turn, your enfeebled condition goes away. Shara, it's your turn. Bottom of round 1.
Okay, well, I guess first action, we will move up behind it. Gotta remember how to play this character. We will do our intimidating Dread Marshal stance, intimidation check.
Okay, Dread Marshal stance first.
The 27, which I believe succeeds.
It is a success here.
So my Dread Marshal stance goes up. That's 2 actions. Third action. Since we are in flanking, I will strike.
Get struck.
How about a 35? Flat-footed.
35 hits.
God, that's not a crit on a 35 flat-footed.
Not a crit.
Sucks. Okay. Damage. We're going to get 16.
16 slashing. Comes out to even 16. You slice some of the materials this thing is made out of, get cut away from the shadows that's holding it together and fall to the side.
That's my turn.
Then after Shara, that takes us to the top of round 2. Kix, you lose 1 action, but you have 2. It's your turn.
Does my feeble go away?
Oh, yes, good point. Shara, your enfeebled does go away.
Nice.
I'll unleash Psyche. And then...
Wait, that's a free action, right?
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to amp message for Shara here.
Shara get to hit it again?
Yeah. If you'd like...
Shara, hit it.
I mean, I will take that. Get a 29 to hit.
29 hits.
We will deal 14 slashing damage.
14 goes through.
I'm going to step back towards Sundrinker.
All right.
Is Sundrinker difficult terrain or allies I can go through, right?
No, allies
you can go through allies. Fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to back up behind Sundrinker.
Okay.
And that'll be my turn.
All right. And that's going to take us over to the Shadowforged Guardian. Shadowforged Guardian ignores Kix's retreat and turns to face... Well, Shara now has dealt the most damage. Not by a lot, but technically. Two hits. So Shara, the creature is going to turn toward you and it's going to strike at you with a claw. It gets a 27 to hit.
27 misses.
Is that champion AC? It's going to try again. I can't roll for garbage. 24.
That's also going to miss. That is a really high plus.
For its final action, it's going to kind of maneuver around a little bit, getting away from Arius and kind of getting around and down from the other side of Shara. Hopefully trying to get into a place where perhaps he can't be flanked quite so easily. Then after the Guardian's turn, that takes us over to Lucan.
Hit it, Ted.
Yeah, I was gonna say, can I take a swing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
34.
Okay, so it takes that 22 damage that you deal as it strides away. Lucan, it's your turn. You get one action.
Yeah. Attack of opportunity can only be used by the most basic of strikes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Trying to figure out if it provoked at range.
Yeah. Because he was within my tendril strike, but that's not necessarily a strike. That's an ability I have to use. Yeah, it wouldn't work. Yeah, it's an action, not a reaction. Anyway, well, I will have to simply use my turn to move. I guess I'll go to there, I guess.
Sundrager uses an action to move into the room.
Yes, down south a little bit east.
Arius, it's your turn.
I'm using my first action to move around, get into flanking with my friend there. And we're gonna do another power attack. Yeah, I liked the result from that last one. Maybe we can roll a little better on the damage this time. 30 to hit.
There it is. 30 hits.
Oh God. That's some damage. 36 damage.
Sexy D12s. 36 goes through.
I'm liking power attack.
As Arius and Shara have been getting in this thing's face and just cutting away at it, scraps of leathers and bits of wood and other random materials are just falling at the floor around this thing's feet, and the shadows that comprise it aren't as thick as they once were. Shara, bottom of round two. It's your turn.
Yeah, let's start with a trip. Yeah, let's try to trip it. How about a 32?
Nice. A 32 is a success.
He is now prone.
Oh, fuck.
And I get that doesn't really change anything for his flat-footedness, but...
It does waste an action.
And then I will attack him with my second action.
Okay.
27 to hit.
27 hits on the nose because it's flat-footed.
We will do it 16 damage. Whittling away.
A little bit at a time. It's not looking great right now.
We will raise that shield because it has a high to hit.
Well, that takes us over to Kix. Top of round three. It's your turn.
Well, I'll keep dancing back and forth here to safety, but I will move up and let Arius attack with an amped message.
Oh, no. Is it going to happen again?
28 to hit.
28 hits by one because it's flat-footed.
Gross. 10 damage.
That was pretty bad for damage, but it all goes through.
That's all I got because I'm still slow.
And that's Kix moves up a little bit and directs Arius to get a successful strike on that. Nice arm kicks. Shadowforge Guardian's turn. It uses its first action to move.
That fool.
That fool indeed.
It's got to stand up first.
It uses its first action to stand up. Not quite a fool, just a requirement.
I'll take my attack of opportunity.
Why don't you go ahead?
And we'll go slashing. So I know that's the way to go. Oh, for crying out loud, I get a 19. Two on the die.
That'll miss.
Dang.
Arius used this reaction for Kix's message. Mm-hmm. Does Sharon have attack of opportunity or no?
I do not.
So he finishes his movement with his second action. It was his third action. He strikes at Sundrinker. Strike. 28 to hit.
28 does hit.
We'll deal Sundrinker 25 damage.
Okay.
Three of it cold. And that's its turn. Taking us over to Lucan. It's your turn.
All right. Sundrinker will make another attack. See if we can roll a little bit better. We'll get a 29 to hit.
Hits on the nose.
Excellent. We'll deal some slashing damage. Ugh, only 11 of it.
We know that the weakness compounding with the resistance makes all that 11 go through.
And you get a plus 2 because he's Sundrinker's within my aura.
So make that 13 damage, please.
How many times did I miss that?
None. Arius was outside of my aura.
Oh, okay. Nice. Shadowforge Guardian takes an additional 2 damage. It's not looking great. It's coming apart at the seams. Arius, it's your turn.
First action, I move 30 feet into flanking with Sundrinker.
Goddamn fleet doing work. That's twice now in this combat. That fleet has gotten you in position to flank and power attack. Did we rate fleet S tier?
We totally did, right?
I would assume so. Because we all take it, like, every single time.
Ooh, I was so close to being a 20.
Scrubs take it.
Nah, I'll save my hero point just in case.
I was going to say, I see you contemplating it.
But it's fine. I missed with a 25.
All right. Then that takes us over to Shara. It's your turn.
Okay. Shara does have to move to follow it. Felt like things went well last time, so we will try that trip again.
Trip it again.
See if we can make it waste an action. Fuck. Get 34.
That is a success.
It is prone.
This thing is not easy to trip, by the way. And you keep succeeding.
I mean, I have a pretty high plus to my athletics also.
It's solid.
Then we'll attack it again. Get a 30 to hit.
Nice. A 30 hits.
And deal 16 damage. That's like the third or fourth time I've dealt 16 damage.
Exactly 16. It had exactly 16 health. Shara slices this thing down, and the tendrils holding together all of these scraps of leather, bits of bone, just clatter to the ground as the shadows dissipate, no longer able to hold the form. Congratulations. You defeated the Shadowforge Guardian.
Well, that was fun. I did nearly nothing. Well done, you guys.
Luckily, it had that weakness to slashing, and we all do slashing.
Yeah, the resistance 10 all, except adamantine, makes that a rough fight. Now, if you had an adamantine sword, then it'd just cut through
who
that.
Who the fuck has an adamantine sword?
Especially at this level.
Adventurers that invest in that sort of thing.
What fucking losers. I got ghost touch.
I think Peach Pie eventually had an adamantine hammer, but I think that was at what?
I did.
Like level 17 level, or something.
Oh, I think at least it might have been 18 or 19.
It was so high.
It was a high level, yeah.
Shara gets a shitty check to search this space that has a bunch of like broken wooden things.
Just random shit.
Bunch of random shit. Shara gets a 17 to search.
Arius gets a 30 to search.
I wait a minute for all the fucking slow to be gone.
I'll laugh at you while you're slow. Are you moving like in slow motion? No.
It'll take longer than a minute. David, yours last.
No, the slow. His slow is still just a minute.
The, and then 24 it feebled, hours. 24 hours.
Did anybody even take damage?
No.
No.
I did.
Oh, yeah, right at the end.
I don't know if you count. Well, it's kicks that doesn't count. Sorry. Yeah.
The tunnels down here end in just dead ends. At the edge of one of these dead ends, just piles of stuff. On this northeastern section here, broken furniture, wooden objects, broken chairs, broken tables. There's a good, like, random pieces of rubble here. It looks like if this creature was being held together with shadow, like tendrils of shadow or shadow magic, it must have taken some of its components from this corner. Because this is all broken wood and stone and things like that. Nothing important.
Detect magic.
No magic here.
And I'll check over here to the west as well.
As you trek on over to the west, you see that there's a cauldron over here. And Lucan, as you get closer to the cauldron, it looks familiar.
I'm sure it does.
This is the cauldron that Iron Tavia was using to mix her ingredients when you first encountered her in the basement of the cottage, which seemed to be a long time ago now.
I dig through, Sundricker, dig through the cauldron and this rubble looking for anything useful, any notes, anything interesting items, and I, of course, detect magic.
So nothing magical. The cauldron is just packed, like physically jammed full of cookbooks, kitchen implements. There's some recipe books that are in here, a couple of like Rolodexes with like small recipe cards attached to them. Some of them are really, you know, standard recipes. You know, there's one here for meatloaf, one for chicken parmesan, and then there's something like children fingers deep fried in batter, or, you know, some other really malevolent dishes. All cooking related, but nothing magical, nothing useful, unless you're interested in the culinary.
Meh.
Unless you're interested in cooking kids' fingers.
I guess.
That thing, that's one of you, something there.
Why do they call them fish fingers? Fish don't have fingers.
Who calls them fish fingers?
Fish sticks.
Some people do. I think Brits.
Well, fuck those guys.
This thing, is this... What was this thing? Is this just a doorway?
Yeah, it's just a beam.
Right. Oh, no door. Like overhead
yep.
Beam.
Overhead beam.
Continue exploring.
Again, as you go deeper in, the tunnels branch off into these dead-end caverns. Immediately to your left as you go in is a dead-end cavern. This one is just piles of rubble, rock and wood.
Detect magic and dig through.
No magic in the rubble.
And nothing of interest?
Nothing of interest.
All right. A lot of stuff off to the west, it looks like.
As you travel off to the west, you see certainly more possibility here. Instead of just being heaps of stone and broken furniture and wood, here you see heaps of books. Some of them are sodden, a little wet, damp, and some old furniture. But you could at least look through this. As you do, you find a letter, an old letter that's on the floor.
Excellent. This is the kind of thing I was looking for.
In the old letter on the floor, here's what it looks like. It reads, "Tavia, my iron-souled friend. I receive few visitors who draw breath, but I was delighted by your recent visit. You are always welcome at my estate. I can only give you apologies for the meal I served you. I remember so little about what living creatures eat that I'm bound to err. If you decide to make the wise choice to embrace undeath, I promise you a more suitable repast. Signed, the Benefactor of Thornhearth."
How interesting. I'd like to make a society check on that Thornhearth.
Thornhearth, yeah, thank you. Thornhearth, hearth.
Whatever. I get a 28. I've ever heard of Thornhearth.
You have. Thornhearth is a small village, almost a hamlet, in Geb. Not very far away.
Do I know of any notable people from Thornhearth?
No.
In Thornhearth?
In fact, now that you think about it, you're very well versed with Gebite society. No notable movers or shakers have come from Thornhearth? Hearth? In decades? Hundreds of years? Millennia? Shit, you can't even think the last time you heard of somebody coming from Thornhearth. If you recall correctly, there's some sort of, like, fiefdom out there. And there's, like, a count or a lord who has serfs that serve under him. Farm. He protects the hamlet villagers. They serve him. Whatever's going on there, it's cyclical, and they haven't bothered anybody, but nobody notable's come from there either. On the back of this note is a note written in a hand, different than the ones that wrote the letter. On the back is written, Thornhearth, hollow flesh.
Any check we can make to know what the fuck that means?
Hollow flesh? Go ahead and give me an occultism check.
Pass.
I don't know why
we pass it to Kix.
None of us build like occultism other than Kix. Like, we're in fucking Geb. How did none of us do occultism?
Especially when Kix rolls 22. Fours every time.
Because it should be religion. It's Geb. It's all undead shit.
Yeah, that's true. And we do have plenty of religion.
I got a 4 on the dice.
4 on a dice for a 22.
Does that get it?
A 22 is
a
fail.
Do I know all of it?
Hollow flesh is really vague. Really, really vague. You're not sure what it means.
Is hollow capitalized?
Yes. So is flesh.
I wonder if they're talking about me.
Ooh. Harvest the hollow flesh. As you're all sitting around looking through these books and you come across this note, you hear the sound. It's low. It's hard to notice at first. Kix, first you think it's your own heart beating. Then you realize that as you listen to your own heart, whatever it is doesn't match the beat. And then you turn down a long hallway. The thump. The thump. The thump. You hear a beating. The thump.
The thump. Certainly tells a tale.
Yeah, you hear Edgar Allan Poe start to recite a poem.
The thump. Kix hears it at first, but after a few moments of silence, you don't even need to make a perception check. Just being in this room and in quiet for a few minutes, you begin to hear it.
The thump, the thump, the heart did pump. At the end of our quest, will another of Swanee's characters slump without a beat in their chest? Because really, it'd just be hilarious if three of Swanee's characters died in this stupid cottage. Find out next time as we continue Bloodlords. And until then, may you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.